According to figures from the Metropolitan Pima Alliance, metal theft costs Arizona businesses and homeowners more than $120 million each year. In Tucson alone, police reported more than $2 million in losses from reported metal thefts in just 6 months last year. Copper wire and piping, brass metal fittings, streetlight enclosures, even manhole covers have all been fair game to thieves. In most cases, the stolen metal is recycled on the black market, in part because of skyrocketing metals costs. But the Metropolitan Pima Alliance has started a new effort to stem the tide of theft, called Metal Watch. Amber Smith is with the Alliance. She says the initiative is a team effort involving about 15 different organizations. She says they know they won't completely eliminate the problem of metal theft, but they're working on education, enforcement, and the electorate.
Educating the community as a whole as to how to protect their property and to remain alert around their property for strange individuals. So we want to raise the awareness to the community so that if something seems out of sorts, they know to call 911. On the electorate part is working with our local and state legislatures to strengthen laws that could tackle this problem, as well as provide funding for sting operations as well that can help eliminate the criminal aspect. Well, and then lastly is the enforcement part and working with the local police department.
Smith says metal thefts are a safety issue. According to information at the Alliance's website, thefts have resulted in interruptions to electricity and water, including at critical places like hospitals. Dangerous power lines have been left exposed. Firefighters can't hook into water supplies because of missing brass fittings. Smith says that nationwide, business and homeowners lose more than $1 billion annually to metals theft, and that figure may be conservative.
It doesn't take into account, one, people not reporting it because they are afraid to report it and insurance premiums increasing. And secondarily, there's the aspect the money people are spending to try to further protect their property because this issue is so rampant. And then even our design consultants like architects are having to over-design projects now that cost more money because they're trying to, again, prevent the issue. As an example, the thief can steal about $100 worth of copper, and it takes about $3,000 in repair and replacement.
Part of the Metal Watch initiative is letting businesses and homeowners know what they need to do to cut down on theft. For example, she points to new alternatives to a common plumbing device called a backflow preventer that's often been made of copper.
Now there is a plastic design, increased lighting as a deterrent, and another thing is being able to identify your property. So people are making customized spray paints, and so that way if something were to get stolen and it shows up at the scrapyard, you could definitively say, I know that that pool pump or backflow preventer is mine because it has my paint on it. So when criminals are starting to see some of these customized things like that, they'll move on at least to the next person.
Smith says metal thefts can occur just about anywhere. She points to recent examples in Tucson of pool pumps and park lamps being hit, and nearly 3,000 Comcast customers lost service when the cables were dug up. And then there's the overall impact on taxpayers.
Tucson, for example, has had over $3 million in assets stolen, and that has to be replaced with taxpayer dollars.
Smith says businesses can join Metal Watch for no charge by contacting the Metropolitan Pima Alliance. They'll be kept in the loop on community-wide education events and get the latest tips on how to avoid being hit. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.